listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. Police in central Queensland continue to catch drivers doing excessive speeds on our roads, as a safety expert says regional drivers tend to underestimate the risk of putting their foot down. High speed has been a contributing factor in almost a third of Queensland's fatalities this year, while local police allegedly caught 37 drivers doing more than 20 k's over the speed limit last week alone. Professor Andrew Rakatoni-Rainey from the Queensland University of Technology says fatigue and lighter traffic means local drivers can overestimate their confidence.
There is something called optimism bias, which means that you think that you are a good driver and you are better than anyone else. So you take risk because you think that nothing could happen to you.
Livingstonshire Council is warning it isn't immune to the rising cost of living, as Mayor Andy Ireland says it's increasingly difficult to keep rate rises below the rate of inflation. He says council will endeavour to keep rises below the CPI of 7.4%, but admits it will be a challenge. Council says it's seen price jumps of more than 13% in the cost of building roads and bridges, while a population boom means more infrastructure is continually needed. A purpose-designed SES vehicle for flood and storm response will be based in Gracemere after funding from a state government grant programme. It'll be used to deal with emergencies across CQ and could even be deployed interstate to help with major disasters. And Gladstone police are appealing for witnesses after four churches have been broken into. Taking a look at local sport, Team Queensland's ready to take the bull by its horns in Brisbane this weekend in round two of the Pro Bull Riding Origin Series, kicking off on Saturday. Claremont's Aaron Clear and Calliope's Macaulay Leather are set to return to the dirt this weekend. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News, and add to your favourites now.